see if I have got this right. Some stony Jaribs hijacked for commercial flights, then flew them all at high speed into targets on the ground. None of them were stopped because no one was around. I were lap dancers in Florida, passports in New York, where nothing else survived. This is some kind of joke. Two enormous buildings melting nothing on the ground, like timed demolition, but no evidence was found. No evidence was found, 'cause they carted it away, quickly melted it all down, shipped it to Bombay. President read nursery rhymes to a peer group in the South. Banal cloak and lunacy kept pouring from his mouth, while the two towers burned, while the Pentagon trembled, while the nation stood in shock, the president dissembled. Let me see if I have got this right. Seven of the hijackers weren't even on the flight. No jet fighters scrambled, though they were supposed to be, like they did for that golfer's plane, la-di-da-di-dee. Now the president said he saw a plane crashing on TV. According to the timeline, there's no possibility. And the media's in lockstep ballroom waltzing through the lies. Nobody knows anything, they just let it slide. Have I got it right? Afterwards, he ran and hid. Through his life before he failed at everything he did, walked away from his cushy post at the Texas National Guard, whilst evading Vietnam and snorting on the job. They made him Texas governor, where he accomplished dick. Then he fronted for the coup. Oh yeah, they are pretty slick. After purging out the voter rolls, they went to the Supremes. Merrily, merrily, this is quite obscene. Then the Twin Towers burned, and the jackboots started pounding to the unfinished symphony, flashes and resounding. Something stinks in Denmark, or more likely in D.C. Manipulated by alerts that never came to be. And they marched into Afghanistan, now the opium can flow. Now who's the mind behind it all? You think you'll ever know? They marched into Iraq because of some immediate threat. what about those WMDs? I ain't found them yet. Bush marched out with his crotch stuffed to proclaim victory. Soldiers die now every day so you can drive an SUV. Then he fell off of the Sedgway like a drunken vaudeville clown. Then he picked your pocket whilst on his way down. Then he took your money and he gave it to the rich. He drove the country off the road right into a ditch. All the polls are getting bad and the country is confused. People now are thinking maybe they got used. When power isn't an absolute, keeping it is too. Well, there really is no limit to what these men might do. And the Twin Towers burned, nothing has been learned, and a cloak of darkness fell over the bodies in the